Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show looks at some films based on aeroplanes. I hope you enjoy the show. If you look back through Mr. DeMille's archives, you'll find a show featuring films based on trains. Trains aren't that different from aeroplanes. Complete strangers are thrown together with a common goal to reach somewhere. The difference being that generally you can't get off an aeroplane as easily as a train. This fact can make being on a plane a confinement, like in a prison, and explains why some people can't stand the idea of flying at all. It's a perfect ready-made set for claustrophobia to set in. Let's begin with Airplane, which was the first spoof movie ever made. The idea for it came from another film called Zero Hour, made in 1957, in which an ex-pilot, played by Dana Andrews, has lost his nerve in wartime and has to take control of a jet after food poisoning knocks out the pilot and co-pilot. It really is a tense little thriller in which there's no wasted screen time, and it's well worth catching. Sterling Hayden and Linda Darnell also star. The makers of Airplane followed the story very accurately in their send-up script, and to avoid any copyright issues, they managed to buy up the rights to Zero Hour cheaply, as it was an obscure film. Part of Airplane's appeal was that the lead actors chosen, Robert Stack, Lloyd Bridges, Peter Graves and Leslie Nielsen, weren't known for comedy at the time, so their deadpan delivery made the satire even more comic and effective. In fact, it led to a rebirth of Leslie Nielsen's career in the shape of the Naked Gun comedy series. The film's first 2 days' gross income covered the entire production budget, a remarkable achievement. A lot of the gags have dated, but it holds up really well today. Wes Craven made an interesting movie set mostly on an aeroplane in 2005 called Red Eye, starring Cillian Murphy in an early role. It manages to capture the claustrophobia nicely. A hotel executive boards a late-night flight to go and see her father, Brian Cox, and ends up sitting next to a stranger, Cillian Murphy, who she met briefly in the bar at the airport before the flight. I won't divulge what happens next, but it's a taut, no-nonsense thriller, proving Craven was not just about his horror movies. Rachel McAdams does a pretty decent job as the central character, and nine other actresses were considered for the lead role, including Cate Blanchett and Nicole Kidman. But Brian Cox doesn't have much to do. The same year gave us Flight Plan, with Jodie Foster playing a mother who literally loses her daughter on a long-haul plane journey. And when she tries to get help from the crew, they deny her daughter was even on board. This premise is similar to that in Hitchcock's film The Lady Vanishes, and also a film called So Long at the Fair. Thank you. Going back to 1951, James Stewart and Marlene Dietrich made a curious pair in a film called No Highway in the Sky, adapted from a story by Neville Shute, with additions by Noel Coward to some of Dietrich's dialogue. James Stewart is delightful as the absent-minded boffin who's determined to prove that metal fatigue has destroyed an aeroplane in mid-flight. Jack Hawkins looks on as an investigator throughout the film, bemused by Stewart's crackpot theories, and Glynis John adds great support to the story. It's thoroughly satisfying and doesn't disappoint due to the excellent performances by the whole cast. Director Henry Costa was a veteran who'd been directing since the 1930s and knew what he was doing. Another curious oldie about aeroplanes is The Night My Number Came Up from 1955. During a dinner party in Hong Kong, a guest reveals a dream he's had in which an aeroplane carrying 8 passengers on a flight to Tokyo crashes. Among those listening is an Air Force bigwig due to fly to Tokyo the next day. It's based on a true story. Sir Michael Redgrave, Sheila Sim and Denham Elliott star, and it's well put together by director Leslie Norman, who ended up directing The Long and the Short and the Tall, a classic war movie, and also The Shirelee with Peter Finch in Australia. It's worth a look and proves that Ealing Studios did more than create just comedies. Malcolm Arnold delivered the music. In Jetstorm from 1959, Richard Attenborough follows the man acquitted of murdering his daughter in a hit-and-run accident. He boards the same flight with one thing on his mind, revenge. The cast list is great, and each passenger has their own subplot revealed. The singer Marty Wilde makes his acting debut in this film. Stanley Baker co-stars as the pilot of the plane.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep.
has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. I saw her near, reach for my darling, held her to me, stole her from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep, endless sleep.
In Flight from 2012, Denzel Washington plays a pilot who saves a plane load of passengers from certain death, but wakes up in hospital to find himself facing criminal charges instead of praise as a hero. Washington is superb in this role. It's one of his very best, and he deservedly got an Oscar nomination for it. It's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who gave us Forrest Gump and Castaway. Don Cheadle and John Goodman co-star. Interestingly, a similar plot was used earlier in The Pilot, directed by and starring Cliff Robertson in 1980.
Left you on my own.
Let's move on to Airport, the first of a series of films based on Arthur Hailey's best-selling novel. Burt Lancaster is in charge of an airport that he fights to keep open during a severe snowstorm. Dean Martin is his brother-in-law airline pilot, and they are always at odds with each other. Van Heflin is a crazed bomber intent on blowing up Dean Martin's plane. This was the original disaster movie made in 1970 and was a smash hit. Both Martin and Lancaster made a packet as they were on a share of the profits, and the film took $50 million in the States alone. It stands up very well and was Alfred Newman's final film score. The last two films I'd like to talk about both came out in 1997. The first was Air Force One, starring Harrison Ford as the president on his jet that gets hijacked by communist radical Gary Oldman and his gang. Oldman is great as the hijacker and is the perfect foil for Ford's president. Kevin Costner was due to play the president, but was too busy making The Postman at the time. Randy Newman was hired to provide the score, but gave way to Jerry Goldsmith. This was another huge success, taking a third of $1 billion on a production cost of $85 million. The other film to come out in 1997 was Con Air, about a plane load of convicts who seize control of the plane and want to leave the country. Nick Cage plays a newly paroled prisoner who wants to go home to his wife and child instead. It's a great idea, and it's one of Cage's best roles. Interestingly, John Malkovich turned down the Harrison Ford role in Air Force One to make this film. John Cusack and Steve Buscemi both co-star. It's well worth a watch if you don't know it. Well, that winds up this show about aeroplane movies. I hope you get the chance to see a few of them. Until next time, and happy travels.